This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to the Counter Duty Show on CliffCentral.com. My name is Dumisole. You can find me on Twitter at Dumisole. I wasn't here last week. I wasn't feeling the bestest, but I'm back running. I saw Lesego tweeted not so long ago where he put up a tweet and showed Tweeps my phone. I explained to him that it's not a fancy one because the revolution doesn't need fancy gadgets to get the word out. And someone has started buying to me an iPhone. I'm not endorsing it, but I'm just saying that Country Duty continues. On today's show, you may have seen some tweets. We're discussing autism and parenting and the current happenings in our country. I would appreciate if you send your tweets to at Dumisole, tag at Country Duty at Cliff Central so that we can pick them up. Also tag at Not In My Name SA and we can have a meaningful discussion. The studio number is 0861 155 189. I'll repeat it. 0861 155 189. You can send your WhatsApp voice notes to 079 748 2090. 079 748 2090. Before I even get on to the show today, welcome, gents.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much, Jida. How are you?
I'm well. I think, you know, ordinarily I open the show and just talk politics and the current events of the day, and we'll get to that just now. But at least for those who are listening, either at gym or via podcast or on the app, if you gentlemen could just introduce yourselves.
All right, thank you. My name is Themba Masango. I'm the Secretary General for Not In My Name SA.
Yeah, and I'm Siyabulela Gentile. I'm the President of Not In My Name SA.
Welcome. And Chulayo will join us via Skype as well. And she is a parent who has an autistic child, and we will get to her just now. But gentlemen, you guys have seen the current state of affairs. Let's start with Northwest, for example. What do you think is happening in the country in that sense, insofar as Northwest and Supra and all?
What is happening in Northwest is nothing new. It's deja vu, deja poo.
Yeah.
Ubaba had taken us through a similar experience, so it's nothing new. But yeah, in any case, it's very bad. In fact, we're having a similar discussion earlier on Afro World View with other comrades that what we have in this country, more than anything else, is a leadership response crisis.
Indeed.
We've got leaders who are undecisive. We've got leaders who, you know, you'll remember number one once came and postponed engagements in London.
Yes.
Only to go to Mafeking and postpone again.
Of course.
So we have got a leadership crisis in this country, and we've got people who feel that they're entitled to positions.
Yeah.
And now what is unfortunate is that the province is burning.
Indeed.
In all this.
Yeah.
But what can we say? It's the situation as it is.
Unfortunately.
And Supra has also postponed his retirement, or what was it?
resignation. You are right. It's also retirement. Postponed.
You must remember, Supra announced last night that he was going to resign, and then he, I saw someone on Twitter saying Supra submitted his resignation to himself.
Yes.
And rejected it.
and this is what he does, and what he can do as the chair of the PEC. He decides, and he's a law unto himself. But that's Northwest, and unfortunately, and you know, to our listeners from Northwest, we appeal to you to exercise calm and restraint in these trying times, and we are with you in spirit. More importantly, with particular, you know, reference to people in the health sector. We've seen tweets, we've seen what's currently happening, and we ask that we, at the very least, even though you were to protest, which is a constitutionally guaranteed right, please allow your nurses, doctors, and staff to really continue and being of assistance to those in need of medical attention, because it may well be you tomorrow, your aunt, or someone that's close to you who may lose their life. So we wish you well, comrades in Northwest. We are saying that revolutions are not easy. However, let's exercise restraint. Banning of libraries and schools and the likes is not going to help at the end of the day. So let's do it with care and respect. More importantly, your voices are heard. You'd have seen that this is what recently happened. You guys made sure that you called the president from London and cut the trip short. Whether Tumamina has teeth or otherwise, time will tell.
What a new dawn.
I've been wondering what this new dawn is, but time will tell, as I said. And gentlemen, you'd have seen, amongst other things, the recent spate. Twitter in the past 2 weeks has been very heavy. And maybe let me just check if Chulao is on the line. Hi, Chulao.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you. Hi. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
We're good.
Hi, Chulao.
Welcome to the Country Duty Show.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
And the other guests.
Yes.
No, we are well. We hope you are well as well.
Before we carry on, I would like to say that it's Chulao, not Chulao.
Chulao, our humble apologies to you. We must, we must get it
when
right.
When I got here, I said Chulao because I felt like I'm lost here.
No, our apologies. Congrats.
Chulao, is she Xhosa or Zulu?
Chief,
okay, my father was Sotho. I'm married to a Zulu man.
Kosiam, I know you are South African.
No, you are definitely South African.
Yes.
Having said that, I mean, thank you for making time. I know you should be busy and minding family and getting ready for tomorrow and stuff. But as I said to our listeners, who can join our discussion by calling the studio line 0861-555-189. They can send their WhatsApp messages and voice notes to 0797482090. They can tag us at Dumisole, at Not In My Name SA, at Country GTZA, and we can have a meaningful discussion. And today's topic really is about autism, dealing with it, and what is it and what it means. But before even getting to the details, I was saying that Twitter has just been very heavy these past couple of weeks. Firstly, in relation to violence against women, and the scourge of that type of violence. And I just wanted to get your views. What do you guys think? What are we missing? Not In My Name is here as well, and they can give us their views. But what do you guys think is wrong? I mean, we've been through this phenomenon in the past a year or two, for example, where we're seeing hashtags. Every day someone would be missing and people will be all out. Why are we back here?
I think we are not giving necessary attention to this issue in Alida. And what is most unfortunate is that the people who are supposed to be leading by the example, and now I'm talking about Mduduzi Manana, are still sitting in parliament.
Yes.
And they are still leading the people of South Africa.
Yeah.
Now, how do you begin to tell an 18-year-old Soweto that what you are doing is wrong? When you've got the likes of Mduduzi Manana sitting
still drawing salaries in parliament,
that retirement village they call parliament.
Yeah.
So it shows that the scourge, then, and femicide, rape culture, abuse of women and children, and violence in general in this country is not a priority.
Yeah.
That is why we find ourselves year in, year out discussing same issues. And that is what we are seeing this morning, Emma Melody, when we are marching for justice for Katlego. Yeah. That we can't have a situation whereby every month, every year around this time, a little girl is going to get missing and then found days later having been killed or having been found dead. It can't be business as usual.
Yeah.
And now, the people on the ground are doing their work. Now I'm talking about the likes of ourselves, Not In My Name.
Yes.
But do we have the necessary support from those in authority? No.
Yeah.
Do we have the necessary support from even the private sector. No, we do not have. I always say to people that activism is the hardest job that you'll ever do in South Africa.
Indeed,
because you know, I've never heard our government saying, no, we've got a budget. Social development never has a budget. Never.
For nothing.
We worked with women's presidency, women's ministry in the presidency.
Yes.
We thought they would come with something better because we've got programs that address women issues.
Yes.
Susan Shabangwe was always broke when she was still in the office.
No budget.
She left and now she came to social development.
Yeah.
Still, I got a budget.
Yeah.
So, now tell me, and what is most painful is that we've got budget for everything else except for this.
Yeah.
Now, what does that tell you about? That tells you that, you know, it's unfortunate. It's tough being a woman in South Africa.
We're definitely a country that's at war with its women. And our sisters are always afraid to be walking out at night, walking out in streets. It's as if... for them, they are still under the apartheid regime where you must have a dompas and after 9, you must be in your homes and so on. So truly, we can truly say that liberation has not come to our sisters.
And that's true.
In the way that it should be. Because if you notice, this femicide thing seems to be peaking every single year at this time of the year.
Indeed.
Last year, it was the whole Karabo Mokoena case.
Yes.
You know, and there was a spate of women that were just being, slaughtered on a daily basis.
And you know what's most painful is that statistics are there. Statistics says, like for instance, on the issue of femicide, South Africa's femicide rate is 5.1 times
higher
than the global average.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. It means between. Now, what time is it now? Between now, and 1:30, around there. There's a woman in South Africa who's likely to have been killed by their intimate partner. That tells you that we're in a crisis.
Yeah.
But has the government come out and said, guys, we are in a crisis. What can be done?
And it's worrying because, you know, we have a situation where our government is actually reactionary. But Kulai, what's your view in relation to this current state of affairs in our country? And more importantly, the attack on women and children? Hello?
Hi.
I was asking, what's your view on the current state of affairs on women and children and the attack that we are seeing in the country?
Well, Dumi, if you know me, you must know that if I'm not talking about autism on social media, I'm talking about violence against women and children.
Yeah.
I wrote something this morning on Twitter to say that to be a woman in South Africa is one of the hardest things one can ever imagine. If we're not defending ourselves against people who question us when we come out about our past experiences, we have to explain to the police why we are actually at the police stations reporting our cases. So it's like no one cares about us women. And it's actually sad. It's saddening because you can gather about 10 women in one room.
Yeah.
And out of those 10 women, 8 of them are either going to say I was raped.
Yeah.
I've gone through a violent relationship in the past. And you ask them what happened when you went to the police, when you went to seek help. And they will all tell you, no one was there for me. They all said, no, it's your boyfriend.
Yeah.
We're not going to take that into consideration. You must go back home and fix it. So it's actually sad. And I think I don't like to talk about it because it's actually a heavy topic for me.
So what we also have is a systematic failure of authorities and stuff. And I mean, we'll get to it just now. But maybe just to open our discussion on why we're here and autism. I mean, I was at the TED Talk event over the weekend, and you were giving a talk to Kulayo on autism and as a parent. But perhaps for someone who, and you saw the tweets and the discussion is still ongoing, but for people who are listening, and because I think, you know, this has not been given the necessary attention and stuff, how would you describe it? And you can then, in basic terms, what is it and what does it mean and how can people identify it?
Well, autism, first I have to say I'm not a doctor. Yes. So if I get some things wrong, someone will correct me. Yeah. Well, autism is a neurological development disability that generally appears before the age of 3.
Yeah.
Basically, it does affect the way that a kid communicates and also interacts.
Yeah.
And it's normally categorized in the following degrees. So you have difficulties in socializing with people. Your behavior is not like normal people, as well as your sensory issues. You basically, it's socially and communication that are like the impacted, most common signs. Yes.
Yeah. All right. And I mean, as you said, it's mainly, you know, you get to see it through young kids and stuff like that, and all of that. And with your situation, I mean, you spoke about it at length at VIT. Tell us your experience.
Yes.
I understand that you have a son.
Yes, Agape is turning 7 this year. So basically, I can just summarize it on the signs.
Yeah.
Yes, because the signs, one of them is speech.
Yes. And how did you get to know?
Yeah. Pardon?
Sorry. How did you get to find out in relation to your little one?
Well, at the age from when he was born, his speech was sort of like delayed. I wouldn't say speech only. Everything was delayed from sitting, crawling, as well as walking.
Yeah.
So that raised some bells like, what is wrong here?
Of course.
And also his social skills, he was not into people. He was not playing with other kids like normal kids do.
Yes.
And even if you speak to him or try to communicate, he'll be on his own. He was fine on his own.
Yeah.
And he still is fine on his own, yes. And his eye contact, there was like nothing. Like he would look at him, he would look on his side, yeah.
Yeah.
And even playing with toys, like, you know, boys, you give a boy a car, he's going to know how to drive a car, but him, he will just look at a car and just move the wheels, yeah. Mm. So it was those signs and the way he was growing up, like, what is wrong? Like, why is he not talking?
Yeah.
Why is he not even saying mama or baba, you
of
know?
Course.
Yeah, and then we took him to the doctor. Doctor said, no, we definitely something is wrong here, so we need to have him, like, go for tests and stuff. But there wasn't a test, like a blood test. No, you can't test it like blood.
Sure.
Like you can't draw blood and test it. So you basically have to check his brain to see if the brain is not damaged or injured.
Of course.
But that's it. And there's no known cure for it at the moment. You just have to go through therapy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
And I mean, I will get Not In My Name in and the role that they recently played. And I remember through our discussion, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah. You know, the first thing, and the tweets were coming in last week, one of the things that you said and that was concerning you was with regards to Katlego. You know, that she's missing and she's an autistic child. And I mean, what are the challenges of a parent, for example, who has an autistic child, and what difficulties have you recently experienced?
Well, I imagine if my son would get lost, because you would ask him, what is your name?
Yeah.
He would not respond.
Yeah.
So in the case of Katlego, because the parents went to the police station as soon as they realized that their child is lost.
Yeah.
And they insisted that they need to be helped because the child cannot communicate. And even if you were to meet them, how do you communicate with them? So in this case, the police failed the parents.
Yeah.
Because had they known that autism is like this, I don't think this would have happened. A lot of things could have been prevented if they acted quicker. Because right now we are in this situation whereby the policeman did, or whoever was in the station at that time, they didn't understand the child's condition. And even when the parents persisted that this is the situation with the child, because she is nonverbal. And by nonverbal, I don't mean that they cannot hear you, nor they can hear you, but they cannot respond. But had they known how to handle the situation, it would have been different.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And gents, you know, if we were to go back to you, how did you guys learn about Katleho and your involvement there?
Right. We are fortunately originally from Mamelodi ourselves. So we got a call from one of the branch members in Mamelodi to say, there's a little girl that has disappeared. At that moment, we did not know even know that she was suffering from autism. We went over to the family through the branch leaders in that area, and they found out that the little girl had actually disappeared from home, and she's autistic. And as our sister is saying, Witi, most of them, you know, can't reply back to you. So they're not verbal and so on. So it's difficult to know what's happening.
Indeed.
So immediately then we sent out a search party and started searching with the rest of the community and the family. And the river where she was found to have been dead at on Sunday afternoon was the same place that we had actually gone to search at the day before.
Yeah.
And we found nothing there.
Yeah.
And I can tell you the community was really heartbroken, in tears, frustrated. Mainly because the family went to the police station to go and report the case, and they were turned back, citing whatever flimsy excuses that the police gave to them. And here a child turned up dead. And that was the reason why we then decided to say we need to raise awareness, one, of autism, two, of our children going missing on a daily basis in our country, three, police having to do their job and not turn away people from police stations just because Bona, they feel that you know, it's not reason enough or it's not urgent enough.
Yes.
And we then mobilized and went on and led a march today. And we want to really appreciate the people of Mamelodi for coming out today. You know, we had plus minus 3,000 people who came out and actually marched together with us to the police station. And
That's a huge number, and yeah, we'll get to that. But I think we're just going to take a quick ad musical break. But I think we want to, after our break, just to talk about, you know, the challenges faced by parents. And Julia, you've already discussed and had a chat about that, but we just want to talk awareness. What is it that we can do? What can be done? Is government doing enough? Are people doing enough for us to raise awareness relating to autism? Yeah, we'll be back just now. Welcome back to the Country Duty Show on cliffcentral.com. My name is Dumisole, and I'm joined the studio by Not In My Name. It's one of the biggest hashtags on Twitter as well. And we are in collaboration with Not In My Name as Country Duty. And we have Tulayo on the phone as well. And tonight we're discussing autism and dealing with autism. And this is at the back of the recent, you know, news and events surrounding Katleho from Mamelodi, the 10-year-old who was brutally murdered. More importantly, and we've just established before the musical break, that there was help sought by the family and community members, and the police didn't rise to the occasion. And it's very sad. And more importantly, not just sad, but unacceptable. Kulayo, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right, thank you. We're still talking about, you know, the difficulties experienced by Katleho's parents. But let's, you know, autism, as you correctly said, it's different. It's not, if you can't pick up the sign, you can't just see it immediately and come to a certain conclusion. What is it in your experience that you probably would have heard relating to autistic children? Do you even, have support, be it from family, school, work, or otherwise? How has that been on your end?
Well, my family is supportive.
Yeah.
I consider myself very lucky to have found a school for my son.
Yeah.
I'm not even lucky. Mm-hmm. I am blessed.
Can you just turn down your notifications there, because we're just getting a buzzer on the show.
Sorry.
But sure. Yes, you were still saying.
All right. So I was still saying that I'm one of the lucky people who got the school as soon as I found out my son was autistic. Yes. So however, like I said, I'm blessed, but there are parents who have been on the waiting list for more than 2 years.
Yeah.
And you cannot say a child must wait for 2 years to be in school. And if you go back to our constitution, it does say that education and healthcare is one of the basic rights.
Yeah.
But now, when they talk about that, I'm sure they don't talk about people who have autism.
Yes.
And us as parents.
Yeah.
It's like they are talking to other people and they've forgotten about us. I mean, last month it was Autism Awareness Month.
Yes.
What did you hear from our government? Nothing.
Yeah.
If I go to my hometown, I'm based in Durban right now.
Yeah.
But if for some reason I had to relocate back to Matatiel, I wouldn't get a school for my son. Not even a school. I don't think there's even a speech therapist there.
Yeah.
In the local government hospital. That is the challenges faced by many people, because there are people in the rural areas who have kids who've never seen a classroom.
Yeah.
Because there is no school to accommodate them. And you have to ask yourself, as a person in this country, in this new dawn, what are we doing for these parents?
Mm.
It's not as if autism is new. There's
of
been,
course.
Like, there's a kid who's 17 years old, never been in a classroom. How do you answer to the mother?
Yeah.
What hope do you give them?
I mean, that's
and
very difficult.
Is on system.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. We have a system issue. We have, to a certain extent, a government that's not supportive, and it's a serious challenge. Mm. Gentlemen, what do you think? You know, I mean, Autism Month last month, and awareness related to that. I mean, we see posters, for example, when a celebrity dies. You know, even ministers tweet about this.
Yeah.
When there's something that government is doing, you get flooded on the timeline.
Mm.
But on real issues, and you know, I mean, from a legal point of view, the children should be given preference.
Mm.
And these are our, you know, upcoming leaders, and regardless of disability. In fact, it is actually discriminatory to discriminate on the basis of disability.
Mm.
But why do you think the same noise, be it death or otherwise, that related to government is not being made with regards to autistic children?
Okay, excuse me, Flo. Yeah. No, it comes down to the issue of priorities.
Yeah.
You know, it said that if you want to see somebody's priorities, you must look at how they spend their time.
Yes.
And if you scrutinize the way our government spends their time and the things that they spend their time on, that then lies in their priorities.
Oh.
And also, again, it speaks to our ignorance as the society.
Yes.
I'll be honest with you, I didn't know Chulayo, that last month was Autism Month.
Yep.
I've heard about autism. I know that it is there.
Yeah.
Well, I've been making noise about autism, but no one is listening.
Yes. Hence I'm even now admitting to you that I wasn't aware that last month was Autism Month. However, speaking about that, what is important, and one of the things that we believe in at Not In My Name SA is solutions. That is why we always run to the ground and do things practically.
Oh.
I think moving forward, we must keep in touch and see how we can bring the spotlight into autism and see how we can get the ball rolling and push these guys need a little push.
Mm.
I don't know, there's something about our government. These people are sleeping.
Yeah.
You know, we are being led by sleepies here.
Josie
once said that these people are sleeping there.
Mm.
And I mean, what do you expect for our government? Start from the top. Your parliament is a retirement village. They are old. They are tired.
Yeah.
So we need to do something, and we are willing and ready from our side. You just need to speak the word, and we'll see. And with the case of Ukatli, It's very painful.
Of course.
Because
and you guys have been to the family, hey?
We have. Yes. We are there in the morning. We know we've been with them even tomorrow
is a memorial service.
There's a memorial service.
We're
going to be with them even on Friday.
Where is this memorial service?
It will be at home.
It's going to be in Mamelodi.
Okay.
At home.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And at 3 o'clock, and then on Friday, at the local church called Mamelodi Baptist Church, there's gonna be the funeral is going to be held there. So it's a very painful story.
I can imagine.
Fortunately, today we had one lady from who's a social worker and runs a home for autistic kids.
Yes.
So she at least managed to give the people there, the participants at the mass mobilization, mass demonstration.
Yeah. In fact, when a president, sorry to cut into the. You don't know this yet, and I'm just exposing it now. We managed to speak to some of the ladies who run this autism home in Mamelodi as well.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, Kula, if you're listening, we want to put ourselves out there to say we want to assist in creating the necessary awareness out there, especially on the ground, emalokishini, you know, because our people don't know too much about it. And we spoke and we said to them, look, we would like to perhaps assist in just mobilizing our people and maybe those who are, you know, specializes in this field can come and then address our people and explain to them what it is, what it's about and so on, because there are many stigmas to it.
Of course.
You know, where we come from, so we need to, you know, one, get people to understand what it is. Two, get people to know that it is something that people are living with and it can actually benefit society.
100%.
For them to learn about it and be able to know how to treat and to assist people and families who face such things like this.
And that's true. I mean, awareness is a very big thing and it's something that that needs all our attention. In fact, you know, when it comes to kids, it's all our responsibility and it doesn't really matter. But, you know, social media does something very amazing. It raises awareness and it really spreads the word. But it's obviously not enough because at the end of the day, we require real change and that change is important. And it's us who can foster it and make sure that we hold the powers that be to account. But Kulayo, insofar as the difficulties, I mean, you did say that you're quite lucky that there's schools and you're able to get your son into a proper school and stuff like that. But from the experience with other parents who are, you know, in a similar situation, do you think employers are sympathetic? Do they understand sometimes when, you know, you have to attend your child's need? And, you know, not necessarily you per se, but other parents who are in the same situation, are we getting at least, I would say, the private sector being sympathetic to such issues?
Well, I would say it's 50-50.
Yeah.
Some parents are saying that the employers are understanding.
Yes.
Because my life is not the same as other people. My challenges are not the same as other people.
Sure.
Yeah, because there are some days when he's sick, I have to be at home. Because if he goes to hospital, first of all, I have to train the nurses how to communicate with him.
Yes.
Imagine. Hospital, there's nurses, there's doctors, you assume they know. No, they don't know. So you have to spend some time to train them how to deal with this child.
Yeah.
So you have to be off work.
Yes.
Sometimes the employers understand, sometimes they don't.
Of course. And that
and
also
you
comes,
find
sure,
a lot of
sorry.
Well, a lot of parents I've spoken to, many parents who have kids who are autistic,
yeah,
they don't work.
Yeah.
Because they cannot separate themselves from work and the kids, because taking care of them,
it's a full time.
It's like 25 hours job. It is a full time thing. Yes.
So
you find yourself having to separate yourself from work.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah. Sorry, we're just getting a break on our end. So I wanted to say to you, just please move a bit. But you are fine now.
Okay. Yes.
Yes, we're talking about the 25-hour day.
Yes, no, it is 25 hours from lack of sleep, from them getting sick. They get sick quite a lot. Like other kids get sick maybe once in 3 months. They get sick almost every week or every second week.
Yeah.
So you always have to be on the ball, like your feet, you always have to be
We are struggling with
on
you.
The lookout. What is going
We're really struggling with you. I don't know what's happening with the connection, but if you could just move around, what we will do is to just try you on the other line as well, and we'll keep checking. Can you hear us properly though?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, all right. Now you are much better. Gentlemen, from what you've seen, I mean, you did speak, and I'm no expert on autism or disabled kids and the likes. How do you guys think we can foster awareness and make sure that we prioritize this type of situation and ignorance, particularly to the powers that be? What do you think we can do proactively as activists?
Yeah, I think it starts with us. We need to self-educate. Having people like Sesichulayo who can, you know, at least and teach us exactly what autism is, and we'll also read up on our own. And then once that is done, we can then, on our side, our strongest point is taking to the street. You know, we've realized that in an organized, non-destructive manner, though, you know, we've realized that in South Africa, and the people of South Africa have also realized that if you want the government to listen to you, you must go to the streets and ban something. We say, yes, we can go to the street, but you don't need to ban anything.
Of course.
You know, all of the marches we've had, there hasn't been any violence. No one has been hurt. No one has been, abused or anything like that.
Yeah.
So from our side as the movement, because they never listen to us, these people, no matter how nice we speak to them.
Yeah.
The only thing is when we expose them and go to the street and say, hey, but here you must listen to us. This is what is happening. So that is what we can do on our side. You know, we can hold a massive awareness campaign and say, but chief, whoever is, whether it's health or it's what department, please listen, you need to educate the public about these issues. 100%. And here are the right people to do it for you. Give them a platform, provide resources for them.
No, 100%, Jensen, and that's exactly what we need to do and push it. Kulayo, please. We see your tweets. They are very much appreciated. You've mobilized appropriately on social media. And what we really are going to do is to make sure that we liaise together. We put pressure on the Department of Health. And what we will do is to really get them going. Chula, we're getting feedback and stuff. But
That is my son.
Hello, Agape.
How's it, comrade?
Not misbehave. We are discussing critical issues.
No, he wants to be part of the discussion, but send our regards.
Hey, hello, Agape. We are coming to visit there.
No, we'll definitely be there in due course. But what I'm saying is, the movement and discussion must continue and continue in such a way that we are not keyboard activists. We must really sit and make it happen. Sure.
Yeah. And also, I just wanted to add on what you are saying, that the struggle continues in all spheres and in all platforms. So as much as we push it on social media, we must also be visible on the ground. But we are aware that not all of us can be on social media, not all of us can be on the ground. So what is important is that wherever you find yourself in, you must make sure you mobilize. We will do the groundwork. The rest of us can continue with social media work. But at the end of the day, you know what is guaranteed? Victory.
Indeed.
Victory is guaranteed, and we're not going to back down.
And I mean, we are also now trying to talk to Dr. Vapi. She's a medical doctor who is autistic, and interestingly, you know, we'll obviously just talk about her experience if we could get her through the line just now, and how she's made it as a professional, but we'll try and connect with her and see if we can get her on the line. But what we should talk about, Jens, and maybe since Kulayo, we must try and release you, and you can send our regards to to Agape and the family. But we do appreciate your time and thank you for joining us today on the Country Duty Show.
Thank you very much, guys, for me and for touching on this subject that no one wants to touch.
Thanks, good evening to you.
Yeah, no, we'll definitely be in touch. Gentlemen, you know, this is a big ask for us. The task is really upon us. Maybe if you could just tell me now some of the projects that you guys are busy with and so far what's been going on. Let's talk about Mduduzi Manana, amongst other things. Where are you guys? You're on the forefront from, you know, the CC Cooper. You now moved with Arthur and now you are on Manana.
Yes.
What's happening?
Well, remember with Mduduzi Manana, we were there after the Kubana incident in Fourways.
Yes.
Where he assaulted those ladies there. The man is convicted. And one of the recommendations made by the judge was that he must go for anger management program. Something that we strongly believe that he hasn't been doing because these demons have manifested again. But then by that time, you'll remember, we said to the president, I think the president was still Baba, ne?
Yes.
I think Baba was still the president. And we said, Baba, this man must go.
Yeah.
And I remember vividly at the Randburg Magistrate Court there, we were very active. That man would hire crowds. And the ANC Youth League, by the way,
was there?
They were there to
supporting
him
then.
Defending him. They even wanted
now
to
they
assault
are singing
us.
A different
I was
song.
Surprised today when the ANC Youth League is calling for Manana's head.
Yes.
So the man needs rehabilitation and it's not serious about it. But as I said earlier when we started the show, that if we are serious about gender-based violence and all these other social issues, we must start from the top.
Indeed.
Mduduzi Manana must go. If there's one thing I agree with the ANC Youth League, is that the man must go. He's a problem child. He must go. And in fact, he must go to jail. Otherwise, he's going to kill someone.
Yeah, and it's very unfortunate. I mean,
so our stance is that he must first be fired and then... he must leave the ANC, in fact, if it's possible.
Yeah, and the you know, what are you seeing insofar as your movement is concerned? What are the issues that are coming up on your side? And how can we, as Country Duty and you know, activists on social media, support you?
Yeah, no, what is important, and we thank you and we appreciate you guys. I was telling the SG on our way here that, you know, some of the messages wouldn't have reached a certain audience if it weren't for you. So, as we do this work each and every day, we realize that there are other underlying issues. You know, as you work on social issues, you unearth the next. You solve this one and then you unearth the next. So what is important is that we hold hands and we assist each other. Because these capitalists don't care.
Yeah.
Especially, I want to appreciate Country Duty to me yourself. You've really been active, especially on the Twitter sphere, in pushing some of the messages that we are trying to get out there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the social media space is not necessarily so much of our strong point. You know,
of course.
We're more active.
You guys are on the ground.
Practically
and on the ground. And that's understandable, of course.
And a challenge that we mainly see is, of course, on the financial side of these things, you know.
Yeah.
Where... you know, resources sometimes do come thin, and we are activists. We do this full time. Perhaps Sia has not mentioned this before, but he was in engineering. He left his job last year and went into this full time.
Yes.
I myself also left my WMC work,
of course,
and came into this full time.
Of course,
and you know, it's been more of a calling to us, so we are not complaining at all. However, if you know, South Africa are really serious about raising issues of social injustice and making sure that, you know, the constitutionality of our country and that there's people who can speak truth to power with regards to issues.
Yeah. Dr. Vapi, are you on the line?
Hello, Jimmy.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. We're just getting a terrible feedback from your line. Can you try again? Can you hear us?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's much better, but we're just trying to see what's happening with our connection. But welcome to the Country Duty Show on cliffcentral.com. We're sorry we're getting you so late, but I'm glad that you are here. Can you just tell our listeners a little bit about you and you know, what you are about to a certain extent?
Okay, I'm Ngonwethu Vapi, originally born in the Eastern Cape, a medical doctor by profession, autism, which is a very sensitive topic people may see. I grew up in the Eastern Cape, in a village where nobody knew about autism, where nobody did not understand what autism was, but thanks to my late grandmom, she did a very good job raising me. She kind of raised awareness in the village, because growing up, I had problems with speech. I was always alone because I couldn't be with people. Yeah. I always carried a doll or a teddy bear to church, to school, and everywhere. So I grew up having insults all the way. I was called names such as Isdor, Door. A mime meant that I couldn't speak. So, like, I had to go through all that pain, but I managed to pull through and be the person that I am today.
Yeah, and I mean that's amazing. And I'm seeing some tweets here. You know, from someone who's listening to say it's very interesting that some people underestimate autistic people. You know, they don't know really much. And look at you. We're talking to a doctor who's been through it and has lived it and is now able to help people who ordinarily would be either those ones who are discriminating or otherwise.
It's still a very long way to go. Even now, some people, when I go around carrying a doll, like, they look at me like one of the spoiled kids because they do not understand the connection I have of with course. The thing that I'm carrying.
Yeah. But I think, you so, know, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Please, listening. So, yeah, it's one of those things. So, like, people want to understand, but they do not understand.
Of course. And what do you think we can do, not only as, you know, just on Twitter, to raise awareness and ensure that people understand what is autism and what it means?
Okay. Yes, there are people who are trained to do awarenesses and everything. But I do think people like Tulayo, people who are raising kids, people who are living with kids who have autism, are the best people to go in societies, teach people, make people learn about what is autism, how to survive in a condition whereby you live with a person. Because being taught on medical school what is autism, whereas you haven't met or been with someone with autism, is like, I would say, I don't want to say waste of time, but... Yeah. Okay, it is some sort of raising awareness, but you don't really know how the person feels raising a child with autism 24 hours. The same person who lives with a child will see what the child goes through each and every day. The person who experiences the problems that the child has.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I mean, one of the things that we have as Country Duty, and we've just committed to, together with Ed Not In My Name, is we are making this one of our priorities. It's important for all of us to raise awareness and ensure that we speak to this. And I'll reach out to some of our partners and other people that I think may well assist in driving the awareness message and ensuring that we speak about these things. And maybe it's good that you are in the Eastern Cape and sis Tulayo is in Durban and we have Pretoria and Joburg. It will then mean that we can spread the message appropriately.
And we will then do that and
do it properly.
Yeah.
As I said, I will reach out to the other partners that I know are quite entrenched and will be able to pull it out from, you know, we'll go to communities and ensure that we are down there and we are talking about this message. And I mean, the Department of Health is another organization that needs to step in, and we need to tie in with them on this particular issue and ensure that we raise this type of awareness. Yeah. So thank you really once again, Dr. Vapi, for really coming through at this late hour. I wish we had more time, but I think we've now just established a good working committee of you know, throughout the country to a certain extent, and we'll be talking about this going forward. And gents, thank you so much for also coming to the studio after going from Zabalazo and ensuring that we are here today and you're speaking to me in the studio.
No, not a problem. Thank you very much. We're hoping that we'll get another invite in the near future and we'll be fresh. We'll reason better and contribute better into the discussion. And now we are at minus zero.
No, to me, definitely. We look forward to coming back again, and we really appreciate your invite and your time, and to also the listeners out there. And we really appreciate just the opportunity to be able to work together and to raise awareness with regards to autism. And I'm sure it will be also in memory of Kaki and Siskula's child and all other brothers and sisters out there living with autism. And we really can do something about it.
Indeed. And that's almost the end of our show. On another progressive issue, the land submissions are due on the end by the end of this month. We'll tweet details in the next coming days just to say what's happening. But do follow us at Country Duties at A at Not In My Name SA at Dumisole, and let's keep the conversation going.
Ebuye.
Thank you.
This is CliffCentral.com.